This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hajar is the name of a woman whose hands were filled with goodness by Allah because she thought well of him and she did not doubt his wisdom, although she perhaps didn't understand it at the time. Prophet Ibrahim took Hajar, Hajar being the mother of his son Ismail, to Mecca. They arrived and he left her with a small bag of dates and a small container of water. And then he turned around and made his way back to Ash-Sham. Hajar pleaded with him, Ya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, أين تذهب وتتركنا بهذا الوادي الذي ليس فيه أنيس ولا شيء. Ibrahim, where are you going? Leaving us in this valley with no one here or anything around? And she repeated this on several occasions. She clung on to him and he wasn't even looking back at her. She then said to him a statement that she knew would capture his attention. Allah amaraka bihada. Did Allah instruct you to do this? He said to her, yes. To which she responded, إذن لا يضيعنا. Then Allah will not forsake us. You know how the story ended. But in one sentence I say, Hajar thought well of Allah. So what did he do for her? Count with me. Number one, the water well of Zamzam was made to gush from beneath the feet of the baby that she was just a few moments ago fearing his death. And now this is a water source of life for millions of people who continue to drink from it till this day. Number two, fruits would be delivered to her. Despite being in the middle of a barren desert, fruits were delivered to her. They would come to her. Number three, Allah Almighty would fill some hearts of men with love towards Hajar and her child. And so as a result, tribes made their way to her. They inhabited the city and they gave her that needed companionship. And at the same time, respecting her ownership of the water. Number four, her city of Mecca would become the most beloved of cities to Allah on earth and causing people to come from every corner of the globe to them for religious purposes. Imagine, Allahu Akbar. And then you have number five, the Kaaba would be built next to her, the greatest masjid on the face of the earth. Number six, Allah would decree that parts of Hajj would be made in tribute to her. So you've got presidents and kings and generals and scholars, warriors, whatever they may be, Muslims from all over the world are obligated to move from Mount Safa and Marwa as part of their pilgrimage. They follow the footsteps of a woman who was desperately searching for water for her child in a desert. Hajar was weak. Yes, she was lonely. Yes, she was penniless. But she was an example of Iman. And she was an example in showing good expectations in Allah. So let the whole of humanity walk in her footsteps till the end of time, including prophets and messengers. Allahu Akbar. And number seven, her story would be eternalized through revelation. Let none of what you just heard surprise you, dear brother, dear sister. This is simply the product of expecting the best of Allah. Allah fills the hands of these people. And Allah has shared her story with us because He wants us to do the same, to think well of Him, in order to give us the same as what He gave to Hajar. So don't make yourself an exception. When you haven't been made an exception, think best of him, then expect the best of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, we should point out that there is a fine line between having good expectations in Allah, which is a great act of worship, and being delusional. And Shaytan has a huge interest in blurring that line between the two. The difference between the two is, as Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, he said that if you find yourself, when having good expectations in Allah, you find yourself encouraged to do more and your game is improving as a Muslim, then that is the true good expectations in Allah, and expect the reward, expect your hands to be fulfilled. If, however, you're being encouraged to relax in your religious commitment, to find shortcuts, to justify your sins, to procrastinate and delay, then this is far from having good expectations in Allah. This is delusional thinking. So be positive and think well of Allah. And when in doubt, remember that the sea that Prophet Musa crossed did not drown him. The whale that consumed Prophet Yunus did not digest him, and the fire that Ibrahim was thrown in did not burn him. The knife that passed over the neck of Ismail did not harm him. فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ What are your thoughts, therefore, about the Lord of the worlds? Expect the best in Allah Almighty, and He will be to you just as you expect of Him.